might make what we're going to try tricky, but we're going to do it anyway. Be even less expected. Goblin, One-Eye, get the dust off your old reliable snooze spell. They eyed me suspiciously. Goblin muttered, Here it comes, some damn fool reason for not getting any sleep again tonight. One-Eye told him, I'm going to use that spell on him one of these first days. Louder, Right, Croaker, what's up? Us, up and over those walls, and open the gate after you put the sentries to sleep. Even Lady was surprised. You're going to waste all that work on that ramp? I never intended to use it. I wanted them convinced I was committed to a certain course. Mogaba smiled. I suspected he'd figured it out ahead of time. It won't work, Goblin muttered. I gave him a look. The men working the trenches at the city end are armed. I promised them first crack at getting even. We get the gates open, all we have to do is lean back and watch. Won't work. You're forgetting that Shadow Master in there. You think you're going to sneak up on him? Yes, our guardian angel will make sure. Shifter? I'd trust him as far as I can throw a pregnant elephant. I say anything about trusting him. He wants us for a stalking horse for some scheme. He's got to keep us healthy, right? Your mind is going, Croaker, One-Eye said. You've been hanging around Lady too long. She kept a blank face on. That might not have been a compliment. Mogaba, I'll need a dozen of the gnar. After Goblin and One-Eye put the sentries to sleep, Frogface will climb the wall with a rope and anchor it. Your boys will go up and take the barbican from the rear and open the gate. He nodded. How soon? Any time. One-Eye, send Frogface scouting. I want to know what that Shadow Master is doing. If he's watching us, we won't go. We moved an hour later. It went like operations go in textbooks, like it was ordained by the gods. In another hour, every one of the freed prisoners, except those we had enrolled in the legions, was inside the city. They reached the citadel and broke in before resistance developed. They raged through Stormguard, ignoring the rain and thunder and lightning, venting a lot of rage, probably mostly in directions askew. Me in my Widowmaker suit stalked through the open gates 15 minutes after the mob rush. Lifetaker rode beside me. The locals cowered away from us, though some seemed to be welcoming their liberators. Halfway to the citadel, Lady said, You even fooled me this time, when you said tonight in Stormguard. A gust and ferocious fusillade of rain silenced her. Lightning cut loose in a sudden vicious duel. By the flashes, I witnessed the passage of a pair of panthers that I would have missed otherwise. Chills not of the rain crawled my spine. I had seen that bigger one before, in another embattled city when I was young. They were headed toward the citadel, too. I asked, What are they up to? My confidence was less than complete. There were no crows out in this storm. I realized I had come to count them my good luck.
I don't know.
Better check it. I increased my pace. There were a lot of dead men around the entrance to the citadel. Most were my laborers. Sounds of fighting still echoed inside. Grinning guards saluted me clumsily. I asked, Where's the Shadow Master?
I hear she's in the big tower, up